What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Wayne, my brother Brad. What's going on, brother? What are we talking about today?
Good to see you, my friend. Hey, we're going to talk about progress. And the quote I have today is, appreciate what you have now and you will have more. Complain about what you don't have and you'll never have enough.
I like that. Let's get into it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. We are here back with the Bad Podcast, man, and we have a special guest that E2Mers are very familiar with. But before we get to the special guest, which you already see on the screen if you're watching live, I actually missed the Eddie. You know, it's perfect. He jumped on and said, what's up, fellas? Like, soon as we jumped on, man, Mr. Eddie. Be on top of it. I think he keeps his notifications on, man. But shout out to him. But before we get into actual content and the introduction of our guest, I wanted to do this because we hadn't done this in a while. I want to shout out. We had someone leave a comment. You know, we asked you guys to leave a comment. It kind of tapered off a little bit. We hadn't been doing it as much. So I want to bring it back because we definitely need those comments on our YouTube channel to help people find the video. So shout out to Von Terry 58. 2-3 says, OMG, great conversation. The comparison topic was right on the money. This was on the episode when we had actually Coach Witt on. So shout out to you. We appreciate you leaving a comment. And everybody that leaves comments on YouTube, we really appreciate you guys. So, B, who is this lovely young lady next to you on the screen, man? Who do we have today?
You know, before I even do that, I look at the screen and all I see is royal blue. And I got to talk about royal blue for a minute here. There's some words here that are associated with royal blue, man. Freedom, imagination, inspiration. Man, it goes into peacefulness. All sorts of words that are going to tie into our topic today. But without further hesitation, my mentor, my friend, my fellow coach, Mandy, I want you to introduce yourself. I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, y'all. So I'm super honored to be here. I told Dwayne, everybody already hears what I have to say. So you guys have the best guests and the best things to talk about. I don't know what I'm going to bring to today, but I'm going to do my best. So my name's Mandy. If you're not a part of E2M, you may not know me, but I'm one of the coaches. I've been here almost from the beginning. So I joined E2M in 2019. Randomly met this guy at the gym. He was doing these crazy push-ups. He had his feet up on a bench and his hands on two dumbbells doing push-ups. And I'm 7 months postpartum at this point. And I'm like, why are you over here doing all this easy stuff? And so it turns out it's Jeff Witherspoon. He was like, I've seen you in here. You walked around with a little basketball right on top of your, you know, belly, and you really snap back quick. So, I mean, from there, I started E2M. He was like, I'm just going to put you in the group. You got to come check it out. I had been a fit girl already. I had done a fitness competition. That was 2011, 2012. I mean, I knew my way around the gym. I did not know my way around my postpartum self. So I was just trying to get there. So hopped into the group and got on it. And I was like, I can work with this because this is more than you asked me for, by the way, but I'm just going to roll.
No, roll with it. Yeah, roll with it.
So I jumped into the group and I was like, I love this because it took me having to think about what I was going to do out of it, and having a new baby was exactly what I needed. I needed somebody to just tell me what to do. So that's actually a great message for our clients or for anybody looking to get into fitness, because if you just don't want to think about it, that's your jam. Mm-hmm. E2M is your jam, because I'm going to tell you what to do. You have flexibility. Don't worry. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. I'm going to tell you what day to do it. I'm going to tell you foods to eat. Like, it's just the simplicity of it, man. It was for me. And then within a month, Jeff was like, you got to come on my team, because I got abs quick after having a baby. I didn't know how I did that. I think just training through my pregnancy and then afterward. And then if you don't know me, my daughter's 5 now, so I've been doing this for a while, but it was just like so natural and organic, and I haven't looked back one day. So that's a little about me.
I love a handful of things that you said there, and I know Dwayne did too, but one of the things that you said there is, you know, you take the thinking aspect, and I know we're talking about, we're going to have a different topic today, but I want to dive in on this a little bit. Don't think, just do. That's what, Maverick said to the little fella, the young buck in the latest Top Gun movie. He said, don't think, just do. Right. What's it? Tom Cruise, Maverick. He says, hey, don't think, just do. And a lot of times when it comes to fitness, life, work, we overthink and overanalyze it. It's paralysis by analysis, right? And E2M is such a laid out, easy plan. And we deliver it and say, hey, do X, Y, and Z, eat A, B, and C, and you'll get your results that you desire. And a lot of times, you know, Dwayne and I touched on this a handful of months ago. Eat Skittles before your workout and eat Skittles right after your workout. You know, there's so many things online that you can, hey, how do I get ripped and how do I get fit and how do I get jacked and all these terms. And it's so saturated. The market is so saturated. But when you have 215,000 clients and they're all getting results, I mean, the product is kind of being delivered every 8 weeks. But to get the product, you know, and this is kind of where the topic is going to go today is talking about the process, but just as important is talking about the progress. So we'll be rolling into week 6 when this drops live to the private group and to YouTube and all of our platforms. And today I want to talk about the progress and appreciating what you have and kind of forgetting about the things that you don't have, putting those things on the back burner. So when we speak about progress, Mandy, is there a tool or a resource or a way of an approach that you use to stay present in the moment to keep you driven to chase down the next big thing?
Ooh, you know, I would keep it really simple myself. Like, I don't even weigh myself. I would say that my progress tracker is, did I do what I was supposed to do today? Like, and to your point about like, don't think, just do, my phrase that is the exact point is just press play. Like, you don't have to be ready, just do it. And you're going to get ready during that process. So just, did I hit play today? Did I go and do the things that I needed to do today? So like, I really do keep it super simple. Like you said, there's a lot out there. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of trackers. There's a lot of measurements. There's a lot of everything. So I go on the side of keeping it simple. We have a busy life. We have a busy job. I have a busy child. So, as far as like tracking my progress, like, you know, physically tracking my progress, I always go with how do I feel in clothes? Like, how do I look? How do I feel when I look in the mirror? And some days it's good and some days it's less good. But I just do kind of on a feeling and on a look, and it's really simple. That's probably like so much more simple than what you wanted from me, but that's really it. I just keep it super simple. My clothes fit every day. I wake up breathing every day, thank God. And I go and eat my healthy meals and go to the gym and do the things that I have to do. And that's really how I track, like, did I have a successful day?
Yeah. Cool. No, the one of the things that was there was putting your 2 feet on the ground, right? I mean, we don't appreciate putting 2 feet on the ground and like waking up with a fresh breath of air, man. We don't appreciate what we have too often. And I'm going to tell a story, and then Dwayne, I'm sure you're dying to jump in, but
go ahead.
When I was about 20 years old, okay, and I'll never forget this morning. So I smoked. I used to smoke. And man, I'd hit a pack every couple of days. And when I was in my 20s, I think I was 21 years old. I'll never forget this day. I woke up at about 5:30 in the morning, gasping for air. Didn't know if I would be able to put my 2 feet on the ground. And that was the last day I ever put any smoke in my lungs. I used to enjoy a cigar from time to time. And, you know, and every once in a while I'll have a cigar. But that day, it just gave me an appreciation to put my 2 feet on the ground. It was kind of a wake-up call. And a lot of us wait for that wake-up call. But I love what you said there, putting your 2 feet on the ground, starting your day off on the right foot and the left foot, both feet maybe. Putting those feet on the ground and just appreciating the opportunities and the day that's ahead of you. That's how you win at life.
I literally said the someone yesterday. I'm sorry, Dwayne. I said to somebody yesterday, I was I'm coming off of what I think might have been the flu. So, you know, to where I even couldn't work out. I can usually make it work. Nothing takes me out. This took me out. And I told somebody that this girl I know that's a physician's assistant, she was checking on me. And I was just like, there's nothing like being sick that makes you appreciate your health. Because, I mean, hopefully, I pray we don't get those wake up calls. But sometimes, you know, it takes being sick to really appreciate your health. But I will say, the flu, you can't avoid getting. That is what it is. But if you're in bad health, I have to encourage you, don't wait until the wake up call. Mm-hmm. We can't wait until the wake up call. We have to be, you know, proactive and preventative. Press so, sorry. Your turn.
No, you're good. I'm used to it.
Dwayne's got me over here. Do you have a mute button on your side, Dwayne? You can just mute me at any time.
I wouldn't be like that, bro. No. But no, I wanted to go back to what you said about like not getting on a scale. Coming from someone that had to live by a scale for the last, you know, 7 months, it feels really good now to go back to, like you said, how you feeling, clothes, how you look, because, you know, for the last 6-7 months, I literally had to get on every morning and send my update to Eric every morning. So that number haunted me all day, all night. And I think a lot of our clients get into that and they're not in bodybuilding prep. They're just so anxious and just so like wanting to see change. But one of our physicians talked about it. Was it last week? Yeah, last week she was saying that, you know, your body on the inside start changing before it starts changing on the outside. You start processing things different and I always tell people you lose weight in your face first sometimes. And, you know, your clothes fit different before the number on the scale change. So I just really appreciate you just talking about that, you know, not measuring it by a number on the scale, man. I think that is just super important. And that we, you know, like you said, you know, find other ways to measure success, whether it's, you know, you being able to do an activity you've never done before, or if clothes fit different or whatever. So I just really appreciate that. Manny, I want to go in the direction of, talking about effort, you know, and when it comes to exercise and things like that, because, you know, me and you've had this conversation, you know, what is this? Tomorrow's the day. We're recording on a Tuesday and this is week 5. And those that are faithful to E2M know what tomorrow is. And and so I'm not going to spoil it for nobody. But anyway, what I always...
Out for me tomorrow.
What?
We need a sub. I remember when Brad actually had to fill in on one of those week 5. But no, what I always appreciate, like I said, we talk about is, you know, you talk about your best looking different every day. You know, it, you know, from round to round, from day to day. I mean, has that always been your mindset? And I know, you interact with clients a lot. Like, where did that whole mindset and idea come from?
You know, it's so interesting because I challenge myself a lot to be able to coach the wide array of clients that we have. So I've learned ways to coach us through even this hard circuit that's coming tomorrow, how to break the workouts into pieces. And like, I also think about ways that I encourage myself to keep going during a workout that maybe I don't feel that good about. And I just have to be like, am I bringing what I have today to this workout? And so I think that's another way that you can measure your progress. You know, they say the only workout that you regret is the one you didn't do. But sometimes I think you also regret the workout where you didn't really give it what you had. Because you leave and you're like, you know, maybe I didn't really give it my all. Now, look, you still showed up. So you do get credit for that. You 100% get credit for that. But I think about ways that I talk to myself. Like if I'm in a workout and I'm like, you know, coming off the flu, I've had this respiratory mess. Like tomorrow when we go to do this workout, I'm going to say, all right, guys, we got to set a small goal. You set these small goals. And I do this across my whole life. Okay. I do this across my whole life. Like if I don't go out to eat this week, I can buy that outfit I want. I set these small goals across my whole life, but I definitely do it when I'm working out because I say, let's get through 15 jump squats together. we can make it to 15. And if I make it to 15, I tack five more on. If I whip through 15, I tack five more on. So maybe on a great day when I've got tons of energy and didn't just have the flu, I might be able to make it through all of the, you know, full minutes of everything. But I know I'm not probably going to be at the best top of my game tomorrow. So that's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to break it into small pieces. I'm going to, you know, talk us through it and get us through it the best way that we can. And also know that modifications are okay. They're there for you. If you need them, they're there for you. We have a gradual start program with all seated workouts. They're there for you if you need them. So bring whatever you have to each day, to each workout, and you have had a successful workout.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite coaches of all time says all or something. all or something. And you know, you're exactly right with your best looks different every day. So full transparency, I still run quite a bit, but I don't run as much as I used to. You know, I'm not training for anything currently. And the other day I started getting back to the training, like I was training for an event, you know, a handful of months out, and I wanted to get back to my pace that I was at 3 months ago, right? So I jumped right to that pace. I went about 3 minutes and I petered out. I cut right. I about bailed off that treadmill because I wanted to get back to that pace. You know, so I was at my absolute best, but I was probably 3, 4, 5 ticks less as far as speed goes, as far as intensity goes on that treadmill. So your best does look better every day. And like you're saying, like you set those small goals. I do the same thing with my running. Like if I can make it 5 minutes, okay, how hard would it be to go one extra minute, 6 minutes?
Right.
How hard would it be to go one more minute to 7 minutes? You know, and you extend that over time. And now you start to look at the hours and it's like, can I go another 5 minutes? Can I go another 10 minutes? You know, and you start to get there. And one of the things that I live by right now is, the further that you go, the stronger you get. The stronger you get, the further that you want, the further you desire to go. And you gain strength along the journey. I was talking about chutes and ladders today. Like chutes and ladders is zigging and zagging all the way up the board. And yep. And every once in a while you catch a break and you land on a ladder. You get to climb to the next level. But more times than not, you're going to hit a chute. You're going to hit a slide and you're going to spiral out of control. Uh-huh. How do you control coming off of those shoots? Well, you take one step at a time and you give your very best in that one day. And that's it. Dwayne's dying to yell at me or say something. Or
listen, Brad can make an analogy out of anything. Shoots and ladders, bro. Like, God, man.
I love me some board games.
Well, that, you know, when you set these little small goals, so you were saying, you know, go 5 minutes. Could I do 5 minutes more? Mm-hmm. So even if you don't do 5 minutes more, maybe you do 2 minutes more and you did 2 more minutes than you set out to do. That is the progress. That is the progress. True. This small, you know, setting goals. And even if you don't make it all the way, like that quote, I always say this, I feel so corny, but the quote, if you shoot for the moon, you land, you know, even if you don't make it, you land among stars. But that's true. Like if you shoot for the moon and you make it halfway there, you made it halfway further than you thought you could make it. Mm-hmm. So setting these little goals, like that's where it's at.
No, absolutely. I use songs when I'm on the stair stepper. I'll be like, okay, that's 3 more songs.
One more song. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so much sense. The stair stepper, you do have to dig deep too.
You got to. That music powers me. I can do 60 minutes, but I have to have a dope playlist. Like, it has to be slamming for sure.
You know, you talk about this whole moon analogy and you get halfway there, you know, man. The all or something approach, that all or something mentality, like the people that are talking about the people that are trying and maybe coming up short of their goals, I call them the sideliners, right? They're the sideliners. I watched the NCAA basketball game last night with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark battling it back and forth. What a phenomenal game. But this was a week ago now that this is going live on Monday. But, you know, the people that are hating on Caitlin Clark and the people that are hating on Angel Reese, they ain't the ones on the court. They're not the ones on the bench. They're the ones up in the top row because they were afraid to take action or they were afraid to make that attempt. Angel Reese wasn't afraid. Caitlin Clark, she wasn't afraid. And if you guys got to watch that game, golly.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, hey, man. didn't you say the cheaper the seats, the louder the booze? Who said that?
I didn't say that, but that is, man. Because that guy or gal up in the top row, man, chowing on the hot dog, they're the first one to judge the one that's on the court. Yep. The one that's on the court, they had to put in the work. And even if they're a halfway to the moon, guess what? They're further than that guy or gal sitting in the nosebleeds getting the ketchup and mustard on the hot dog on the long boy.
Yep. Cause when I was courtside, I did not boo when I was with Jeff. Just so you know. I was too close.
Hey, LeBron, you stink.
Right.
It is crazy though, because some people down in that front row, they will say something.
Like, Spike Lee is synonymous for that.
Well, Spike Lee, he can roll with the best of them, though. But unbelievable, man. Oh man, yeah. We're off track, but you know what? That's part of zigging and zagging and shoots and ladders.
Yep. But to tie it back into fitness, though, honestly, the people that troll your fitness journey are not the people doing the work. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's your, you know, chubby aunt trying to serve you more. You know, it's, well, I don't understand. Well, you're right. You don't understand. Like, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. You don't understand. That's why people like that don't bother me. People don't do that to me anymore because they know me. They know. They're surprised if I do eat the mac and cheese, you know, like, which I do eat mac and cheese. But, it's not the people. Like, a lot of our clients have this happen. I see it every single round where a holiday comes and people are like, I just don't understand why I can't have just one. And I was like, if you can have just one. But if you don't want to have it, tell somebody else to mind their own plate. It's none of their business what's on yours. Right. But yeah, I mean, it's never the fit girl sitting next to you that's going to be, she's going to cheer you on.
Yeah. All right. But Dwayne, our guy a couple weeks ago was talking to you about that brotherhood or, you know, in your sense, Mandy, a sisterhood, like, I know what you two go through. You two know what I go through in different areas of life, but we're walking the same walk, man. We know how difficult it is. So like when you say no to the mac and cheese, and I might just take a sporkful, and not even a spoon or a fork, but a sporkful of mac and cheese. And you know, jokes aside. All right. But we know what we're going through. We know the trials and the tribulations. And you know, when it's Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, how much energy do people waste arguing about, are you really going to eat that? Or are you really not going to eat that? And then we get caught up in those arguments and we're wasting our time and wasting the energy where we don't need to waste energy. Life's hard enough. Fitness is hard enough. We don't need to waste energy talking about why I don't eat 10 pieces of bacon or why I don't eat 10 pieces of ham or why I don't take 2 sporkfuls of mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. We're wasting energy having those conversations. So, you know, it goes back to me versus me. I'm doing this for me. Y'all are doing it for y'all. Like, I don't need to explain myself. I don't need to talk to the guy up in the top row eating the hot dog with the cheese and in the mustard and all that. I'm in the game.
Want me to tell you how I did it?
Right. And they'll be the first one to Google, how do I get in shape? Secretly. They won't tell you.
Yeah.
How do I get in shape? How do I get healthy?
Yeah, but let me just tell you to the people. Don't Google how to get in shape. Like, ask somebody that's in shape. It is so confusing. If I Googled right now how to get bigger arms, how to get my butt to grow, whatever, you know, booties are the trending thing. So we'll go with that. How to grow my glutes. There is going to be so much information out there. I'd rather ask somebody who has grown their glutes that could tell me. Because it really is, to your point in the beginning of this session, there's so much out there and it is so confusing. I understand the frustration people come to us with because it is so confusing. There is just too much out there. I think everybody's trying to help by posting all their how to get skinny, how to get Python arms. Mm-hmm. But ask somebody that's done it. Don't Google it.
I'll do you one better. Let's sign up for E2M Premium. We have the glute program that's on its way, curated by experts. And we also have some nice arm workouts if you want to grow those arms. So sign up for E2MPremium.com.
Mission ready one coming up. It's our first program. I'm super pumped about that. I was not pumped about a photo shoot in my swimsuit, but I did it for y'all. Okay.
You killed it. You looked amazing. Come on.
No, hey, maybe maybe plug a little bit further and talk about this program for a minute, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, we're coming up on summertime. We were talking about doing different programs because that's a really popular thing right now. People want a program for, and that's why E2M Fitness has been so successful, because it's a full program start to finish. So we decided to take it over to E2M Premium and start doing some programs. I think they're mostly going to be 8 weeks long as of right now, subject to change. But I know the vacation prep is going to be 8 weeks, and we're going to focus on those vacation muscles. You know, the guys want shoulders and arms, and the girls want legs, and everybody wants abs. So we're going to hit on a little bit of all of that. And we're going to say, you know, if you're going for more of the upper body, here's what you're going to do. And if you're going for more of like a lower body, this is your bonus workout. So it's going to be really cool. Eric, our bodybuilding coach, has drafted it along with me, Whitney, and Alicia. And it's going to be good, y'all. I'm super excited. We're going to work hard, but the workouts are 15 minutes. You might do two in a day. So 30 minutes of workout. It's not bad at all. You can make time for that. And I said, make. I didn't say you have. I said you make time for that.
That's a great point.
I like it.
Great point. Yeah. Great point. Good deal. All right. As we get ready to land this plane, Mandy, I'm going to throw it to you, man. Anything you want to say to the folks before we get to this last segment? And then I'm going to let Brad say what he got to say, and then we'll get into this last segment.
Man, all my E2M current clients, I am super happy for you. I'm super proud of you showing up every single day, being encouraging, being these, you know, great, wonderful, encouraging and motivation people in the group. I love that. If I have a bad day, I go to that group. It makes me happy. So thank you for that. Always encouraging me. So many people were like, I hope you feel better this week. I mean, people really care in there. So that was super cool. So thank you and congratulations for making it this far. And for anybody that's not an E2M, I mean, I know that sometimes it looks like, oh my gosh, everybody's doing it, so it's a fad, but it's not a fad. It is clean eating, workouts, and the best coaches that you're going to find. I'll toot my own horn on that because we got some dang good coaches in our team. So whether you're looking for weight loss and you want to go to E2M Fitness, or, you know, just to take it to the next level and shred up a little bit, E2M Premium, we got what you want. We got what you need. Thank you for listening.
That's right. All right, B, what you got for the folks?
Appreciate the ladders, embrace the shoots, shoot for the moon.
I love it.
That dude, I promise you.
Fashion, I love it.
All right, here we go. So we're going to get into this last segment, the Do You Know, Did You Know moment. Mandy, we prepped you for this a little bit, but there is also a little video so you can gather your thoughts. It's really short, but here it comes.
Do you know?
All right, the video is over. So, what is a do you know or did you know moment about Miss Mandy?
Guys, I like, this is so hard for me, but do you know? Oh, I had a whole life before I came into the fitness as a career. I used to be in corporate real estate management, but the big did you know is that I actually went to school for broadcast journalism, but I decided not to pursue it because I didn't like my voice on camera.
And here we are.
Full circle.
That's the best I got, y'all.
I like it.
That is interesting. And now your voice is on camera almost daily.
Yes, it is.
Full circle. Well, listen, man, we appreciate you coming on with us. And it's been a great pleasure, great honor. And we, me and Brad are Mandy fans. We are Mandy's angels. We are part of the crew. And we definitely want to give you all your flowers and love for that. So to everybody else watching, listening, checking out the Bad Podcast, your favorite podcast, check us out every Monday, your favorite podcast catcher, YouTube. Also, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. So make sure you check us out all those places. Till next time, y'all, we are out of here.